10. Harvard Business School, HBS. John is reading Business Week after class.
Bravo!
Hey, John, what made you so excited?
The markets closed strongly last week. The S&P 500 finished up 0.74%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.65%, and the NASDAQ gained 0.19%.
What are you talking about?
The stock markets.
Did the markets rebound? But are you speculating in the stock market?
Of course not. I'm just interested in economy and business.
You always surprise me. Hello, Mr. All Around.
I told you, I'll study business administration for my master's degree.
Did you? Oh, yes, you did. Business administration is promising.
Not all the time. Due to the financial crisis, a lot of people on Wall Street have lost their jobs.
Indeed. As far as I know, in the first half of 2007, the Chinese stock market was still the bull market. Then, in the second half year, it plunged and became a bear market.
Things are getting better now, so I'm still bullish on business administration.
MBA is very popular now. What's so good about it?
I don't know how other people see it. I want to learn it out of interest.
But a lot of people just follow the crowd, believing that MBA can bring them status and money.
That may be an important reason why so many people all over the world want to study Harvard's MBA.
Why Harvard? I'm not saying it's not good. I heard that it is only ranked third in the Financial Times Global MBA Rankings 2010 and in Forbes Best Business Schools. It is even ranked 14th in Wall Street Journal MBA Rankings.
I never believed in those alleged rankings. I only believe that Harvard Business School is the founder of MBA and the case method, which is used worldwide.
What's the case method?
That is to say, professors provide a case for you to study. It is more materialized rather than purely theoretical.
Oh, I see. Nevertheless, I admire those people, including you, needless to say. It must be demanding to finish MBA study at Harvard.
How to say? It's quite odd that in the first year, students will be burdened with courses that lead you nowhere. In the second year, however, life will be surprisingly easy.
How does it happen?
Almost 75% of the tasks are compressed to be finished in the first year. Then 20% are left to the first semester of the second year. By the last semester, few tasks are left.
That is really unbalanced. So only 2 years?
Yes, but in these 2 years, students have to analyze more than 800 cases, about one case each day.
Given the imbalance of the tasks, students of the first year will work around the clock.
They do. They often stay up until 1 or 2 in the morning and go to class at 8, or sleep even less.
No pains, no gains.
Then in class, they have to be prepared for the questions from professors.
I can say sorry or pass.
That's a big no-no. If you pass twice, you'll never receive your degree. Three times, sorry, you go home.
Oh my God, that's quite different from Chinese universities. Are all American graduate colleges like this?
Not really, but they definitely demand more from students. It's good for students.